Check it out, fellas. Got me a pair of 3/4-length cargo pants.
Keeping up with fashion isn't easy, but keeping track of your bet is with Sportsbet's AFL Same Game Multi Tracker. Track your multi live, all in one place with Sportsbet. Conditions apply.
You win some, you lose more.
Welcome to the official AFL Fantasy Podcast with the Traders.
G'day, with the Traders. I'm Roy. I coach Destroy, and I'm here with Warnie.
Coach of the Warn Dogs.
And Govan.
Coach Govan.
Righto, boys. Today we're going to have a look at the Saints.
Yes.
Coming off an unbelievable display of form from Calvin.
Yes.
Really hit your straps. That was your PB in the 10K
people
equivalent.
Making comment about it, Calvinator.
People are going to be like, the Prince is back.
Only just a little warning. You've set the bar high now. You came from nothing.
This is about the time fantasy
really
actually normally opens. So, therefore, you've actually just peaked at the normal time.
No, it takes me longer than this. I'm just showing you what I'm capable of if I get a team that's slightly or even half relevant.
Yeah.
Well, can't give me Freo, Hawthorne, Melbourne, and expect me to make it gold, can you?
That's very fair. Now, you said a key word or a couple of key words there.
Oh.
Half relevant.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's why that sums up St Kilda perfectly, because we'll go through these names and you'll go, he's interesting. Oh, yeah, good value, really. And then it will come to lockout and you will not have one Saint in your team. However,
this is good for draft coaches then, podcast.
I reckon people can nail a couple of classic picks here, but it's just not the kind of guys that we end up going with. Now, I'll start with number one on the watch list, and it's predictable, but credit where credit's due. Jack Steele last year took his game next level. So
didn't he ever?
He's a tackling machine. I think he had 10 tackles on 3 occasions last year, and that was in the shortened quarters.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a phenomenal effort. So he's in that uber elite bracket now. You've got to pay the big bucks from him. He'd have to be a captain option in the midfield. A lot of these things you're hearing from me are making you think, well, we're not doing it. Top price.
So he's the same price as Taylor Adams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would you pick?
He's pretty much gone 20s over his best before.
He has.
Yeah. It's just, there's alarm bells.
You can't start
with a guy like this.
And we shouldn't be talking and having such a negative tone about someone who went so well.
Yes. Yeah.
However, that along with the fact that there's some inclusions that could work against him.
So
I think
he's a 110 again. I think he can easily go
So he's a first-round draft pick then.
I think he definitely can go that again.
So he's a first-round draft pick.
He was a needful pig.
He's going to sit high on the averages in draft. Are you picking him in the first round?
I'll drop him slightly, but I'll take him at an average of 110. I think he gets that.
Yep. Current Warndog rankings.
Yeah.
He's M8 on average.
Yep.
That does include one of their teammates, though.
You can't include that.
I've got him at 13 currently.
Yeah, interesting.
Mm.
Mm. So anyway, he's one to think about. If he's your favourite player, I think it's safe.
Go for it.
Even if he drops a bit in value, that 110 average, you've got yourself a proper premium there.
Yep.
And like I said, the tackles, they just bump his score up. So he's pretty safe each week due to that, even if he's not finding much of the ball. Now, number two. I really like this one, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if some really good teams at the end of the year pulled this little move that, once again, is one that we would probably not do. But Rowan Marshall, as a ruck forward, has huge relevance. So he is one of the unique sort of ruck forward guys. So averaged almost 100 as sole ruck, right?
Yeah, okay.
But then they got Paddy Ryder in, and Marshall spent most of his time forward. You would think we're talking 15-point drop-off minimum. He dropped about 2 points.
Yeah.
Now, the flexibility of having a rookie on your bench in the ruck department and then having a big ruck forward, like a premium one, that you never know when that can come in handy. If one of your starting rucks is suspended for a week or it's a one-week injury or something like that, you can avoid disaster by flicking him, especially given the fact that he can score as a premium forward.
Yeah, he can score as a forward. It's, that's a simple thing for him.
It is.
I think, again, draft rankings.
Yeah.
You probably, he's your fourth.
Yeah.
I think you've got Grundy and Gawn and Riley O'Brien there, but then he's your fourth. And this time last year, we would have gone, oh no, Paddy Ryder.
Yeah.
But no, we've seen 12 months of that working.
It breaks the rules there because you're ranking him fourth in the ruck.
Yeah.
And you know he's basically an 80% forward.
Yep.
It just breaks the rules.
It's crazy.
But it's very interesting.
And I've got him at my fifth forward.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So I think you're going to want to draft
his
him
name
in
is
those
kind
first
yeah. So his
two
name
to
is
three
kind
rounds.
Of tarnished for
yep.
some unknown reason.
So I'm looking here at a couple of games last year where it looks like he hardly touched the ruck. So he had two hit-outs in round 16, scored 82.
Yeah.
Now, that's not
that's
adjusted.
100.
Yeah.
And then in round 18 here, he only had seven hit-outs, so obviously no role again, and he scored 89.
Yeah.
So back-to-back hundreds.
Now, you were an owner, Roy, at the end of the season.
Yeah, yeah.
You're all good?
I am all good, but it doesn't sit well with me. It's not comfortable at all. That's why it seems like it breaks all the rules. If there was just Rowan Marshall, a guy that never played ruck before, and he's a forward scoring like this, that's like three 90s in a row and 100 in there.
Yep.
You're going, pick this dude as a safe forward. Yeah, very interesting. What happens when Ryder is out? That's interesting. I watched a game where Ryder was out and I thought, oh, I'm going to get lucky here. And he really struggled. He ended up getting a good score, a reasonable score, because he is so talented. When he switches on in a quarter, man, oh, man, he could one day be a top two ruckman. But anyway, it's an interesting one for that flexibility as well. Now, number three on my watch list is always a trader's favourite, Brad Crouch.
Ooh,
now,
ball
this
magnet.
Dude is a ball magnet. And he averaged 108 coming off that injury. Remember that in 2019? Yeah. Absolutely.
Not going to play 22 games, people saying.
He was your
phenomenal season.
Yes.
And we knew he had that in him, and he certainly did it. Now, the flag with him probably creates a potential draft bargain. Mm. He misses those first two games.
How much is that going to put people off?
A fair
bit.
It
definitely will.
Especially when you've had a few cans draft night, and you're like, he's not even playing. Someone's mouthing you about it. You're like, oh, get cold feet. He could be a bargain.
He definitely will be.
Now, in Classic, he could be a patch-up job for an absolute blunder that you've made.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah,
potentially. But new club, you'd want to see what he looks like, all of that sort of thing. But I'm just saying, this guy is a premium, and who knows
how
he's going to go.
Well, you are bumping up the draft order because he sits at 47 for midfielders.
It's just not a fair reflection, is it?
He's got to be 20-ish, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yep, 100%. So anyway, he's one to watch. Now, another one coming from a new club that I think is very interesting is Jack Higgins. Now, he was just on a steady progression. He was improving year after year. I think he went 62, 67. This year he's priced at 74, but you think what he's gone through in that time and he's still managed to increase those averages. Now, as a junior, he was a piglet
that
ran through the midfield.
Yeah.
The Saints have talked him up as midfield time, midfield role when they got him out of Tigerland. If he is getting thrown in there, forget those photos on, photo shoot day when they picked him up and chucked a singlet on him. He wasn't ready for that.
He didn't even do your traditional push-ups before.
I hope he didn't, because crikey.
Yeah, he looked like a country footballer.
He did, didn't he? Reserves.
Signed for the Campbell Down Twos.
100% he was. Take all that out of the equation, and what could we have there? What if he can resemble something of those junior midfield piglet
when he was likened to Tom Rockley?
Yes.
That just sits in my head every time I think about him.
I think we'll know early, I reckon. Within the first couple of rounds, we'll be like, he's getting these 90s.
He is 100% the kind of guy I just launch into in draft, though, thinking he could improve by 15 points this year.
Okay.
And I'm confident in that. I think he really can.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. So as a forward, especially in draft, taking a punt on that, that's just exciting. Imagine if he rolls out in the first bounce for him on debut and you've picked him up late as a forward.
Yep.
That wins your premierships.
Too right it does.
You're welcome. Okay, the next one, Dan Hanbury. Now, we all think old, injured Hanna's.
Pre-season time
Roy
again.
Just zip it. He won the 10K time trial.
Did he?
That's a good sign.
Hang on. I'm going to challenge.
10K?
Now
I know.
Epic.
Did you hear about
endurance beast?
Did you hear about Dusty winning the 6 minute run?
Yes.
Didn't.
Didn't he?
No. They all started. They interviewed Flossstone. He goes, we're all laughing about it. He goes, they all started at different spots of the ground.
Oh, you're joking.
He goes, it looks like he won it. He goes, but he didn't.
Do you know who reported that?
No, who?
Our mate.
Which one?
Tommy B.
Oh, Tommy. No. Come on, mate. Season hasn't started. Yeah, so they all started at different spots, and they asked Floss, and they go, oh, so he didn't win. He goes, no. He goes, he would have lost, what, 300 or 400 metres.
He said. Oh, that's this hilarious. Is why, if you don't go to sources, you just don't know.
So, he won the 10...
Oh, I don't know. He probably ran for a few minutes. I don't know.
He jumped in at the 8K anyway, mark.
He ran. I don't know how long for or how but fast.
That's good for him.
Exactly.
That's
he
great.
Ran. Now, he actually put together an 87 average last year.
So that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. So, he's only played the 6 games. So, that's obviously the worry. But, you know, if it's true that he ran some portion of 10K reasonably quick.
In pre-season.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
He's someone to bump up draft order, I reckon.
Now, you might look down
if
for a bargain.
If you think he can play enough games.
Yeah.
Because that hasn't been good for him.
You might look down a list for a bargain. Okay, we need rookies. We need rookie price players. You would see Dylan Roberton and think, oh, my God, in 2017, that dude averaged 90.
Yeah.
How the hell is he 170K? That's because he has had a horrible run of luck.
Sure, he has.
And can you do your siren thing? Thanks. Taking time away from the club to assess future.
Yep.
Can't even sit him on the bench there now at the moment.
No. And there's been another rookie, unfortunately.
Sale of the century. You need to go shopping because he's not going to cut it there. Hunter Clark, I think he's due for a breakout. He's gone 58, 77, 79. Last 4 games, he averaged 88, and I think that's a reflection of where he could be. He runs hard off halfback.
Because we called a breakout last year off him.
Got it wrong.
Yep.
But he's at least sat there.
That's the only thing we got wrong last year.
Yep.
He's someone that we all know is going to – it's going to happen. I guess it's going to depend on a little bit for role for him, isn't it? Mm. Because they've talked about him being a midfielder.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen
it's
just yet, is it?
It's not room now. No,
not with Brad there.
Yeah, not with Brad and little Piglet.
Yep.
Little Campbelltown reserves.
Yep.
Brad Hill, very, very interesting, I would say, for draft, given the fact he averaged back-to-back years in the 80s, 89 in 2019. He's priced and his average when you come to draft will be just 73.
Yeah,
okay. Right. So he's capable of more than that. When you're looking to fill out that last spot in the midfield or your first bench spot, the fact that he's better than that makes him someone to watch.
Okay.
Mm.
We'll be watching.
We will.
Anyone else to watch?
Cal, didn't you have a rookie from there that I didn't?
I did. I only just got to mention his name because I saw him popping through the old Twitter sphere. Thomas Highmore. So in the sample from his 11 games, he averaged 73. So he can be picked up as a defender, 182.
Yeah, interesting.
So, just a name to keep track on.
I don't know where Jimmy Webster's at, but he averaged 79 back in 2018. Yep. He was injured, like badly injured, but I think he came back for patches in the scratch matches last year, but he's priced at 41 if he can
didn't play a game
get himself
last
together.
Year.
No,
obviously
correct.
Heavily discounted.
Yeah.
Interesting to see if he is popping up, running around in the preseason.
Because, I mean, he's still on the list. That's a good sign.
That's the Saints. You can catch all of our podcasts via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all over afl.com.au, where there's plenty of content and plenty of content to come this preseason.
You've been listening to the official AFL Fantasy Podcast. For more expert advice from the traders, head to afl.com.au/fantasy.
Hi, Damien Barrett here. The only place to get your daily footy news inside 20 minutes is on AFL Daily. Get the jump on other fans each weekday morning as AFL Daily sets the agenda on footy's biggest stories. A forensic look at the AFL world hits your podcast inbox each morning at 7:30. Subscribe to AFL Daily wherever you get your podcasts to never miss a moment.